from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And we are joined on that Fan Hotline right now by our sports director, our friend, a tremendous human being. He is Jeff Hathorn. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Man, that was I actually heard that live. I was leaving Knox on 8. It was wing night. And second oldest boy and I were in the car and we're listening to that live. And he turns to me. He's like, he's losing his mind on him. And there was a good reason, man. That was just, you can't have those plays.
We're talking about O'Neal Cruz?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I am too.
Did I play an O'Neal Cruz clip?
Yeah.
We did?
The O'Neal Cruz clip just played.
What?
I think Jeff's hearing things he's not supposed to be hearing, Callis. But that's okay, Jeff.
Then
that's okay, because that's exactly where I was going. I was like, oh, you heard that.
I was like, what did I miss?
You heard that live. That's amazing. Yeah.
The lead-in was Joe Block losing his mind on that call, from what I heard. But that must have been something Nicholas was playing in the back that only I could hear.
The audio gremlins.
Wow.
That's okay, Jeff. That's exactly where we wanted to go anyhow. We got Bostic in here until 10, so plenty of Steelers stuff. And we get to some Steelers with you as well. But do you bench O'Neal Cruz in that game if you're Derek Shelton? Do you think about sitting him down in game one of the Diamondback series just to send a message?
I think at this point you know your players well enough. You know, but here's the thing. If you noticed, he's done this a few times. Like, there have been a few fly balls. Like, the one that Reynolds slid and caught the other 2 days ago. Like, Cruz was right there. He's done that a lot where he's ran out into the outfield really deep. I think it's more of a discussion. And I think O'Neal would probably be a guy that would react poorly to public discipline. And I think he's one of those guys you talk to inside, quietly, and not do it like that. And plus, I mean, it's still a lineup where his bat could change a game, so you got to weigh that as well.
Can you imagine a 6'7" guy running towards a ball as you're going for it? I mean, you have a hard time calling that guy off.
Right.
I was just thinking about, yeah, in your peripheral, and he's flying. He's, you know, 10 feet taller than you. You'd think he'd have a better. I just had to go there because I was visualizing this in my head. I mean, I would stop.
I am in no way saying this is Brian Reynolds' fault because it's, by every account, and just using your eyeballs, not. But I just imagine Brian Reynolds calling for balls in the outfield going, got it. Got it.
Yeah, got it.
Yes. I got it. Yes. It's a real quiet gun.
Like Shaq.
Mine. Yes. Mine.
Jeff.
Yeah. No, I'll go.
No,
I'll
you,
go.
Wait, the whole flow's thrown off. Yes. We got Pat Bostic in here.
Jeff, so say Kiner Falefa plays the way that he has been playing. Whenever he comes back healthy, we're expecting that to be tomorrow, and he's going to play second base because Nick Gonzalez is out for a little while. Say he keeps playing the way that he has played this season, continues playing good in the field, continues to hit, and then Nick Gonzalez comes back. Do you think about sitting Ke'Bryan Hayes and putting Kiner Falefa at third base if Ke'Bryan Hayes doesn't find it throughout this time that Nick Gonzalez is out.
Absolutely. You're in it to win games now. I mean, that's, you're in a playoff hunt. You're, this is about winning right now. And if he's hitting the ball and Hayes is still kind of trying to find it, absolutely I'm playing him. Now, that doesn't mean he's your long-term answer. But, man, it gets to a point where, like we've heard from those guys, like, hey, Skeens will finish if we're in the, if we're in a playoff chase, Skeens is going to finish the year. Well, if they're in a playoff chase, you can't worry about Ke'Bryan Hayes. If he's not a productive member of your team offensively and you need offense and Kiner Falefa is giving it to you, you got to play him at least in some type of platoon situation where he plays there a couple days. If you give Gonzalez a day off or wherever you want to try to work him in, he's got to be in that lineup.
Jeff, what have you seen now flipping to football out of Justin Fields? We played a Schefter clip earlier on in the show. We've talked to Steelers writers all week long. Are you seeing an ascent by Justin Fields? Are you seeing improvement day to day?
It's interesting. He was telling us the other day that he had a little hitch in his motion. Like his throwing motion was a little off and he was working on it and studying film. And he compared it to a golf swing. Like if you get into a some type of bad routine or something is a little off with your golf swing, you kind of got to go back and fix it, or your jump shot's off and you realize, you know, your elbow wasn't tucked properly, whatever it might be. He was kind of there the first couple of days of camp. He felt much better the first day of padded practice, and we saw it. It was his best day, you know, of early on here in training camp. So he feels like he's found something with his delivery that is better. The first couple of days, he was very inconsistent. He's better. And obviously, him running around is frustrating even his own defense.
Jeff, outside of George Pickens, what other receiver has stuck out to you throughout the first couple of days of training camp?
This doesn't mean he's the answer there and that he's going to be, you know, what somebody else from the outside could be. But Van Jefferson's been good. He made a one-handed catch yesterday. He's had a couple of, you know, plays down the field where he's shown off his speed again on 11-on-11 drills. Not, you know, but he has shown some flashes of a guy that could be a productive receiver in the NFL. And we'll see how all of this plays out. It's still way early, but you have to give him some props. I mean, most of the stuff that comes his way, he catches. It's been a good camp so far for Van.
Jeff, it's early. Crowley, I just cut you. I literally just signaled you.
I thought you threw the hand up and gave the swirl.
No.
Meaning you were done. That was a one more kind of thing.
That was a one question.
This is why Russell Wilson needs to practice. Because these signals get all crossed and it all goes to hell in a handbasket.
I was going to ask you about a West Virginia grad, Beanie Bishop. Has he been the biggest surprise so far? Does he have a chance to make this roster? I know it's early.
It is early, and, you know, the Cam Sutton suspension has really opened a door for him to be in that slot, and they're giving him every chance. I mean, listen, when he came in, he was more than just an undrafted guy. Like, they kind of felt like he should have been drafted, and he was an All-American. He had those kind of numbers. He just wasn't, you know, big enough to play corner. Well, how many of those guys not big enough to play corner, Mike Hilton, have excelled in the slot? And I love the comment he made the other day that, man, I'm not some pretty tall corner. I can cover and I can tackle. Like, he has this little, like, chip on his shoulder. And, yeah, he's been given the opportunity. Deshaun Elliott's also working in the slot. I mean, we'll see when games happen. How does he do it? But he has played at different schools. He's played in different systems. And he's earning some respect in that secondary. And he's been asking a lot of questions, which is another thing you like to hear about rookies.
We've been asking Jeff Hathorn questions, albeit clumsily, and I take full responsibility. Quarterback is supposed to. Jeff, thank you for your time, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.